I'm Robin Young. It's Here and Now. What to make of the sounds coming out of Washington? This morning on CNN, anti-tax crusader Grover Norquist scorned Republicans who'd said over the weekend that they'd break with his no-tax pledge.
No pledge taker has voted for a tax increase. They've had some people discussing impure thoughts on national television. They all said that 2 years ago when we were arguing over the debt ceiling limit. So their position hasn't changed.
Those thinking the impure thoughts on television included South Carolina Senator Lindsey Graham, who spoke on ABC's This Week on Sunday.
I want to buy down debt and cut rates to create jobs, but I will violate the pledge, long story short, for the good of the country, only if Democrats will do entitlement reform.
On NBC's Meet the Press, New York Congressman Peter King echoed that thought.
I think everything should be on the table. I am myself am opposed to tax increases. The fact is the Speaker and the Majority Leader and the President are going to be in a room trying to find the best package. I'm not going to prejudge it, and I'm just saying we should not be taking ironclad positions.
King also said that the pledge is a one-term commitment that not every lawmaker chooses to renew. Now, Norquist scoffed at that this morning, saying Congressman King knows full well the no-tax pledge is for your whole time in Congress. But then there was conservative House Majority Leader Eric Cantor popping up on MSNBC today, talking about his possible defection from the pledge as well. Aaron Blake of The Washington Post has been watching this. Aaron, what was going on these Sunday talk shows? It was stunning to hear Republicans speak this way.
Yeah, it really is. And I think that Grover Norquist has a point when he says that this isn't the first time that some Republicans have toyed with the idea of going back on the pledge that they signed not to raise taxes. But it does seem to be in a more direct way than they have in the past. You've got members like Lindsey Graham and Peter King saying flat out that they will vote to raise taxes and violate their pledge if the right deal is on the table. And I'm not sure that there's been this many members of Congress saying such a thing in such a short amount of time, in such a direct way. So it certainly seems to be moving in one direction. The real question from here, of course, is whether it catches on in the House, which is really the sticking point because it's still controlled by Republicans. And that's really where this deal needs to be hammered out.
Well, you did have House Majority Leader Eric Cantor on MSNBC this morning. But you spoke with Grover Norquist about all of this. What did he say to you?
You know, he said that he doesn't expect it to get to the point where these members will have to vote for a tax increase. Basically, what Norquist said is, well, it's great to talk about voting for something and not being bound by a pledge, but it's another thing to actually get to the point where you make good on that promise. And he actually said pretty directly that he does not expect Lindsey Graham or Saxby Chambliss, the senator from Georgia, who also said that he would violate the pledge, to actually be put in that position when all is said and done.
Well, you mentioned what the senator said has to happen on the Democratic side over the weekend. You also had the Democrat Dick Durbin of Illinois suggesting support for higher Medicare payments for wealthier seniors.
Yeah, this is kind of Dick Durbin is the guy that you go to when you kind of want to learn what Democrats are thinking, especially Senate Democrats. He's out front on a lot of these issues. He's seen as something of a bipartisan operative in the Senate. So when he talks about something like that, that's significant. At the same time, Durbin said pretty clearly that Social Security should not be something that's involved in these talks. I would expect Medicare to be the first stepping stone toward some kind of large-scale entitlement reform.
And just to remind ourselves, Democrats want to have new taxes raised by letting the top two tax rates return to 36% and 39.6% by dropping the top Bush tax cuts on the very wealthiest, whereas Republicans want to raise revenue as opposed to rates, and they want to do that by closing loopholes. What are some of the compromises that have come out?
Well, like you said, this is the sticking point here. Even as Republicans are starting to talk about revenue increases, they're still not talking about tax increases necessarily. They're talking about closing loopholes, which is a significantly smaller pool of money that can be added to this process. We've seen proposals from Senator Bob Corker, for instance, who wants to cap deductions at $50,000. Mitt Romney campaigned on capping that at $17,000, which people feared would actually have an impact not just on the wealthy who are more apt to take these deductions, but also on some middle-income Americans. There was a study that showed about 15% of middle-income families would have been affected by that. And then there's also Susan Collins, a senator from Maine, who has suggested that there should be a 2% surtax on millionaires, which is basically raising the threshold for the tax increase from income over $250,000, which is where the Bush tax cut line is, to $1 million, which significantly shrinks the pool of people who would see their taxes raised.
Well, I want to ask you about that. And by the way, Senator Collins is also suggesting an exemption for the few small business owners whose profits are taxed on their personal returns and who would be affected, negatively impacted by this. But this idea of raising the cutoff line from $250,000 maybe to higher, has this been purposefully floated by the Obama administration? A lot of people are saying that, you know, originally he talked about an $1 million income cutoff, and then it was changed to $250,000. Was that so that it could be raised back up to $1 million?
I think that that's a definitely a possible kind of compromise. I think Republicans saying, yes, we raise taxes, but only on millionaires is a little bit easier for them to sell to their conservative base, perhaps.
And one last question, Aaron, briefly. There seems to be some softening on the opposition to the possible nomination of U.N. Ambassador Susan Rice to be Secretary of State. Has something happened over the weekend?
Yeah, you know, I think the pushback from the White House has been somewhat effective here. I think Republicans really want this to be an issue about Libya and what the administration did. And by focusing too much on Susan Rice and having her be, you know, a tougher person to attack than perhaps Barack Obama, they may have risked shifting the focus a little bit from what they really want to be talking about. And so John McCain went on the talk shows this weekend and said that he might in fact vote for Susan Rice for Secretary of State if in fact his reservations are satisfied. So I would expect to see maybe there be less of a focus on Susan Rice going forward and more of a focus on the rest of the administration.
Aaron Blake of The Washington Post, thanks so much.
Thank you.